Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Some disturbing news from the border this morning.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Another day, another nightmare at the border, thanks to Joe Biden.
Born by God's dear grace. In an extraordinary place.
A day of jihad has been proclaimed today.
Stars and stripes.
What does that exactly mean?
An eagle flies.
Break that down for you today. Still no Speaker of the House in 11th day today. Does that matter to you? California Representative McClintock is trying to get Kevin McCarthy reinstated as Speaker. Wrote a letter to his GOP colleagues and said, I propose to condemn the House vote that removed him and to renominate him for that office. Republicans are meeting at this hour now to determine, is Jim Jordan back in? Who's it going to be? I continue to be very frustrated that this is happening. It's the one sliver of government we control, and they can't agree on who can lead them. Just a bit chaotic, and maybe there's some good to come out of this yet. Who knows? But right now it looks terrible.
I already told you how to do it. You could do it today. You could do it right now.
Well, but they don't. It doesn't matter to them. They get in a room and they just can't decide. They can't get to a majority.
So then, what do you do? I don't need them, but then what do you do? Well, then you put every name in a hat that wants to do the job, and you draw one. If you cannot find a common person, then we're going to draw the winner. Here. Yeah, all right. You're Phil Jones. Congratulations. You are the new Speaker of the House. Go do your job. I mean, that's where we are. It's ridiculous. Draw a name.
I think it's ridiculous that at a time like this we're without a leader in the House. And hopefully they get it figured out. It's getting ridiculous. Tell me if I'm wrong. 701-271-1100, a little open phone, free-for-all on a Friday today in hour number one. We also have Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. The Global Day of Rage, what are they calling it, a day of jihad?
Yeah.
Has begun. Of course, the former Hamas chief yesterday called on Muslims around the world to take action today. We reported that yesterday.
Ooh, you sure you want to do that?
A teacher was fatally shot, or stabbed rather, in France by a man who yelled Allah Akbar, according to local media. One example of the day of jihad. In Beijing, China, an Israeli embassy employee stabbed by a knife-wielding maniac. And pro-Palestine protesters in Jordan are clashing with police after they reportedly tried breaching the Israeli-occupied West Bank. So some examples of the day of jihad. Larger cities are on watch. You know, New York City, they said, today, everybody report for duty on the day of rage. Stay calm but vigilant, but they have every law enforcement officer out there. Just, in my mind, a good thing. Can't but help. Another Republican, back to the Speaker race here, by the way. Florida Representative Mills. This is not on the Speaker race, rather. This is just about, he's the member of Congress that literally got in a plane and went over there to help rescue people. And did you hear the federal government, what they said what they would do? They would send charter flights there to help evacuate Americans. But they wanted to warn you that you were going to pay for it yourself.
Yeah.
Now
I get an email about that.
How many people at the border have come in and gotten a plane ticket free? They don't even have to have an ID to go anywhere. And we're evacuating Americans but giving them the tab?
Yeah, student loans, but not you.
Gotta be kidding me.
Nope.
And Representative Mills on Fox said, we're currently at a position where we're just abandoning and leaving Americans behind.
Well, nothing new.
You thought they would learn from Afghanistan,
but
they just don't have the natural appetite to prioritize the American citizens' freedoms and lives. Gotta be kidding me.
I'm not joking. Think about it.
And by the way, if we do come rescue you, you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
While we're busy handing out free tickets, courtesy of FEMA, to illegal immigrants at the border. And I have an update on that. Fox News' Griff Jenkins is reporting that Customs and Border Patrol sources confirm that two men in their early to mid-20s from Lebanon were apprehended in Eagle Pass, Texas yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They are considered special interest aliens and are currently undergoing extensive background vetting. Wouldn't take me long to do any background vetting there. Just say, here's point the way to Lebanon. You can go back through Mexico. See you later. What?
I've got a ton of audio for you today if you want on this. Sebastian Gorka talking about this threat who we're dealing with here in America, the jihad that's going on against the infidels. I've got the a delegate from Poland, part of the Poland cabinetry, talking about they don't allow anybody in Poland. Nothing illegal, nothing. And he talks about radical Islam and radical Muslims. And this is a thing. This is real. So yeah.
Let me hear Sebastian Gorka.
This might stand the hair up on the back of your neck, and this guy would know.
These are all interrelated. They're all kissing cousins. Whether you're a Nazi, a communist, or a jihadi, you're all totalitarians. They worship different things. They worship the state, they worship an ethnicity, or they worship their distorted theology. This is the bottom line. And we have to understand that evil is real. Let's be clear. The border is open. We are there's no nation on the world, none, that has an open border except ours. And if you add the 8 million known illegals to the probably plus another 8 that we don't know of, we've got 16 million people that came into this border illegally. If I'm Al-Qaeda, if I'm ISIS, if I'm Hamas, if I'm Hezbollah, of course I'm using that open border to penetrate my operatives into America. If 1% of the 18 million...
Yeah, so... So, yeah, no. Finish that thought. I'm just, radio breaks.
If 1% are terrorists, we're talking about an army. And remember, 9/11 was 19 guys. 19 guys. So here's the lesson for us right now. You are responsible for your safety and your family's safety. I carry a gun wherever I go. I've upped the security for my family since last Saturday. You can't rely upon a regime that hates America and wants to defund the police. The immediate tactical lesson is look after your family because you are on the front line here in America. That's the big conclusion.
Does that concern you at all?
Sebastian Gorka with Charlie Kirk yesterday, and a layer on top of that, something just breaking this morning, that two men in their early mid-20s from Lebanon apprehended in Eagle Pass, Texas yesterday. And he makes a good point about 9/11 was masterminded by less than 20 people.
Well, right? I would say executed by less than 20 people. There was a lot more in on the plan.
Bin Laden and others, yeah.
Here's one more point to point out.
There is a threat assessment from the Richmond JTTF, Joint Terrorism Task Force, that was unclassified 4 years ago, that said there are Hamas, there are Hezbollah sleeper cells in America. That's from the Joint Terrorism Task Force in the state that I live in. That's an unclassified released statement. You're not fear-mongering. You are making people aware. It's like Dan Bongino, my friend, says, on a former Secret Service agent. Don't let the fear drive your actions, because that's what the terrorists want. But be aware and be ready, because guess what? They want to kill you. That's not fear-mongering. That's a statement of fact. Read what the terrorists say. Read when Tsarnaev is bleeding out in the boat, the Boston bomber, before they capture him. I was an expert for the Boston bombing trial, and I wrote a 30-page report on why he believed what he believed for the jury. And when he's writing inside the boat, on the boat, as he's bleeding out, we look down the barrel of your gun and we see paradise. You can't compete with that, Christians and Jews.
Yep.
Well, we've seen this movie before.
Well, now, thousands of years, yes.
What makes this, to his earlier point, the most dangerous is you've got an open border. The only country in the world with an open border allowing this infiltration. So that's why you can fear it or you can be aware and be ready. Good advice. What's your take on this, folks? Today we're talking to Bakasin, the speaker, the day of jihad, the border open. Our man Todd Benzman was on with Tucker Carlson yesterday. We'll play that for you, too, coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. Our friends at UMary are helping stem the national nursing shortage. Their top-ranked nursing program just launched its new tuition-free nursing academy. Yeah, that's what I said. tuition-free nursing academy. These talented students receiving nursing education that is second to none, a strong formation in bioethics, and get this, they go on an all-expense-paid pilgrimage to Rome and Lourdes. And like I mentioned, it's all tuition-free. Applications are now open for next year's 2024 fall semester, so don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Find out more at umary.edu/nursingacademy. I'll repeat that, umary.edu/nursingacademy. Jim Jordan was quoted by Chad Pergram from Fox News walking into the meeting minutes ago of the House Republicans saying, I think we're going to get to 217 votes. So it looks like he's back in as a candidate for a speaker. By the way, I noticed during the break some news coverage from UCLA, where students are participating in the Day of Rage.
Oh.
Why is it called Day of Rage now? The guy, the former Hamas leader who called for this, called for a Day of Jihad, and the media has changed it to Day of Rage.
Okay.
Imagine that. Just all of a sudden now it's Day of Rage. Well, he said Day of Jihad. So where did Day of Rage come from?
Well, that's
whitewashing this or what?
Yeah, well, super angry, no violence. Good luck with that.
Unbelievable. So they're participating in the Hamas called for Day of Jihad at UCLA. Listen to this. Yeah, Intifada calling for violence against Jews today. Students at UCLA waving Palestinian flag.
Where's Palestine, actually? Just curious.
Let me get a map out.
Get a map. If you could find where that is. Where does that flag fly over a sovereign nation, the sovereign nation of Palestine? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody? No.
Tell the students at Harvard and UCLA and Yale. And
that little part of the world, that little landmass there, that Jordan, Israel, Lebanon, that area, I mean, that has been pretty much, I mean, we're talking back to the Byzantines, the Ottoman Empire, there has never been a Palestinian state, ever. So all of this is the jihad thing, and we're not down to a country or some sort of people. We're down to a theology and an evil, evil mission. That's what we're up against.
Our telephone number is 701-271-1100 for your take on this and other stories today we're covering. 701-271-1100. You can text us, too, at 701-237-1590. Karen in Moorhead says, I just found this out from Americans in Israel who are stuck. That if the American government helps them get out, the citizens have to pay their own American government every penny back.
Hey, what? But they get travel points on Delta, so, you know, bonus for you.
Meanwhile, people coming over the border, she writes, that are not citizens get gift cards that are continually reloaded, and not to mention all the money to Ukraine. Please ask Senator Kramer about this injustice. So America is standing with Israel, but not their own citizens who love Israel. Makes no sense. Thank you, Karen. I'm equally perplexed by that
tidbit
of news.
They're getting plane tickets from other cities. And I mean, whatever. Yeah, it's craziness. It's been craziness for 3 years now. Absolute lunacy.
Here's somebody's take on the speaker race. The establishment Republicans are trying to teach the conservative upstarts a lesson. That's what this is about.
True that.
The establishment has lost the power to impose its will, and now we are all to blame. I don't think it's quite as simple as that, because there's a lot of the Freedom Caucus members, there's a lot of the most conservative members of Congress that did not want to replace Kevin McCarthy. Again, you've got 8 Republicans that joined every Democrat to do this. So I don't put the 96% in establishment. There's establishment Republicans. There's moderate Republicans. There's folks that could be fairly called rhino for sure in that 218-seat majority. But 96% of that majority is not rhino. So I don't accept your analogy here on you know, this being the establishment versus the conservative upstarts, because there's a lot of conservative upstarts that are not in the camp of believing we should have vacated the speaker. Texture says, a day of jihad, thank goodness for the Second Amendment. Arm yourself. Another listener, the Republicans do have a speaker. It's Pelosi behind the scenes. She said she would have McCarthy's back, and she does. Everything the Republicans do is in favor of the Democrats. Everybody loves Jim Jordan. He's been talking tough for 2 years, but nothing's been done. Just look at the facts. They had their president and his own party fought him. All right. Thank you for that. Another listener says, Israelis are shelling the Lebanese army in South Lebanon. Israel is now engaging Lebanon. This war is expanding through the Middle East, according to Reuters. There was always a worry that there would be an attack from Hezbollah in Lebanon, and if there's Israeli shelling hitting Lebanese army observations, maybe that's what's happening. Another listener wants to know where Representative Tlaib is. She put a post out on her world map showing it right where Israel is, but the nation of Palestine does not exist.
Yeah, I never really did. Yeah. Well, that's, and I was laughing, thinking that, I mean, these are UCLA, these are kids that they don't know history back, you know, 40 years. They have no clue, and we're expecting them to know world history about the Middle East and the, you know, from the, you know, from the Ottoman Empire on down to a landmass in the Middle East. It, probably a little bit of a big bite for those young people. They just need to, they're just chanting whatever flyer they got given or whatever. So good for them. You go.
Another listener says, look how weak protesters have become.
Right.
When I grew up, real protesters would have gone to Palestine. Can you get a ticket to Palestine? And acted as human shields.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but these campuses have these pockets. And I was so glad. We talked about this yesterday. But Harvard alum came out and said, all right, we want the names of everybody signing on to these letters saying death to Israel, because we're going to blacklist them and not hire them. And then guess what happened? People saying, well, they don't speak for me. Oh, wait, yeah. Whoa. Beautiful. There ought to be consequences for this level of stupidity. Completely agree with that. Governor Doug Burgum is calling out Vivek Ramaswamy, two candidates for the Republican nomination for President of the United States. What did Ramaswamy say that got the ire of Governor Burgum? We're going to tell you about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't forget Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions and comments on anything and everything. Already getting a few questions in, and others welcome. Keep them coming on What's on Your Mind.
At Summit Carbon Solutions, the safety of landowners, communities, and workers is our top priority. Here are some of the safety steps we're following on our new carbon capture and storage project. Summit Carbon Solutions will use top-rated materials, including American-made steel. We'll go beyond U.S. Department of Transportation regulations. The pipeline will be buried at least 4 feet deep instead of the required 3. 100% of welds will be X-rayed instead of 10%. We'll deploy real-time leak detection and in-person monitoring 24/7, 365 days a year. This will be the safest pipeline ever built in the U.S. Pipelines are the safest mode of transportation, and the 5,300 miles of CO2 pipelines in service today are the safest of all pipelines. In fact, there has never been a fatality from a CO2 pipeline. This project will drive job growth across the Midwest and boost the ethanol and ag industries that are critical to the U.S. economy. Learn more at summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Yesterday, Israel advised the United Nations people in the northern Gaza Strip need to leave within 24 hours. The news comes as officials expect the Israeli army to launch a ground assault against the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. The Israel Defense Forces say it's mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. The United Nations says it's physically impossible to evacuate that many people without devastating humanitarian consequences. 24 Americans are among the dead from the brutal hands of Hamas, with 14 still missing. Should be noted, a former Hamas boss called for a global jihad today. If you see something, say something. The annular eclipse tomorrow will travel from South Oregon to South Texas. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute.
Well, we're pretty darn excited around here to tell you about our trip to New York City, the Big Apple, which is a magical city during the holidays. My wife Maria plans these trips, and she knows every nook and cranny of New York City and loves taking listeners on a little tour. We have a motor coach the entire time, fly together, go to the shows together. And I want to show you the best and the safest attractions in the city that never sleeps. Round-trip airfare from Fargo, deluxe motor coach travel, all in New York City, hotel accommodations at a Marriott hotel in a little quiet little neighborhood in Queens. Four breakfasts, three amazing dinners. We are going to the Fox News Channel to see Fox and Friends in the morning. And then, in the evening, a taping of Gutfeld. So we'll be at Fox twice. Somebody today texted, hey, my wife and I are thinking about going. Could we get in to see Hannity? Evidently, Hannity is not doing a live studio audience the week we're there. So we'll have to settle for Gutfeld and Fox and Friends, which will be great. But the 9/11 Museum, see the Broadway smash hit, Hamilton, the Radio City Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes and so much more. And Ellis Island, Times Square, Great Harbor Cruise, Central Park, Top of the Rock, St. Patrick's Cathedral. You're going to see everything you need to see. We could do a little dinner at Trump Tower, too, which will be fun in Carmine's before we go to the Broadway show. Great Italian restaurant right in Broadway District. It's great. All the details right now are at am1100theflag.com. Packages start at $33.59 per person based on double occupancy. am1100theflag.com for details. Click the hot link tab. It'll take you right to that. Okay? Fantastic. Exactly right. Okay, I promised to tell you a little bit about Governor Doug Burgum. He is not happy with Vivek Ramaswamy and some comments that he made. Let's see who we think has the right, who's on the right side of this one. The governor said Vivek Ramaswamy is pulling out the oldest and most offensive anti-Semitic tropes possible. Israel is one of America's strongest and most important allies. Hamas murdered hundreds of Israelis, mutilated and murdered babies. They murdered Americans and have taken Americans hostage. To say that that outrage is fueled by donor money and the media is beyond offensive. It's morally wrong and it's dangerous. That's about the strongest statement I've seen from Governor Burgum on anything. What did Vivek Ramaswamy say? He criticized Republicans for their selective moral outrage at the mass terrorist attacks in Israel and argued that politicians calling for a stronger military response against Hamas and Iran are driven by donor money. the selective nature of ignoring certain other conflicts, even more importantly, ignoring the interests of the U.S. right here at home, is what irritates the heck out of me. It's shameful. And I think that there are, frankly, financial and corrupting influences that lead them exactly to speak that way. They do. That's just the hard truth. He added, there is no level of moral outrage about this incursion right here at home, and argued that many other conflicts around the world are covered up by the U.S. press and deep-pocketed lobbyists. You only hear about foreign conflicts in certain selective cases that the media and the existing establishment of both parties deem fit for the American public. All right, it's an opinion from Vivek Ramaswamy. I think it's a horrible time to be questioning the moral outrage of people when, if you can't be morally outraged about what we've seen play out on our screens, you don't have a heart. It's time to thaw that baby out. Also think he goes a little far, Ramaswamy, in this idea that you're doing it because your donors want you to do it. Man, why? That's a little rough. Who's right, Bergam or Ramaswamy? You tell me, 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590 on what's on your mind. Texter says, check this out when you have a minute. Sends a link to a paper by the Center for Immigration Studies. In Mexico's deep south, the United Nations explains handing cash to U.S.-bound migrants. Story, by the way, from Todd Benzman, who was on with Tucker Carlson yesterday, our favorite border correspondent who we have on regularly here on the program, has unearthed the story that the United Nations Refugee Agency, which receives billions in taxpayer money, is handing out cash debit cards and other funds for lodging and prescription medicines to U.S.-bound migrants who spill out into the southern Mexico City by hundreds of thousands. Every day, word of the U.N.'s cash assistance draws long lines of hopeful U.S.-bound immigrants to a large gray building staffed by application takers and interviewers who determine who gets the money. Anybody surprised?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Helping lawbreakers and rewarding them. That's so awesome.
I'm not joking. Think about it.
No, I know you're not. It's so
United,
cool.
United Nations. Wow. More questions coming in for Senator Cramer. We'll save those for next hour. Ramaswamy is spot on, said somebody. Somebody else says, who cares what third-tier wannabe candidates are squabbling about? Look, it's a reason to mention Doug Burgum. Another says, hey, the entire speaker deal is driven by fundraising. There have been a lot of allegations about Matt Gaetz and others using this to fundraise, if that's what you're talking about. Back to the border and Todd Benzman. On with Tucker. You got a clip of that. Let's play that for folks.
That's your country being invaded. It will never be the same. Republicans in Congress, the Republican governor of Texas, do nothing as this happens. Democrats cheer it on. They know that America will soon be a one-party state, and they'll be in charge. Immigration is the reason. Todd Benzman joins us now from the border. He's a longtime journalist and the author of the new book, Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in American History. Todd, thanks so much for joining us. Where are you?
I am in Piedras Negras, which is in Mexico, just across from Eagle Pass, Texas. This has been a red-hot spot for illegal immigration for the last couple weeks.
Who's coming across, do you think, and how many?
Right now, immigrants from 160 different countries are crossing this border. These are going to be people from other than Mexico and other than Central America, really from all over the world, Middle Easterners, people from every country of Africa, and the numbers are absolutely stupendous. This mass migration crisis of the last 36 months, 30 plus months, broke every record in the national history books already. But now we're in a surge that is breaking all of those records. We're looking at, you know, 14,000 apprehensions a day, 10,000, 11,000, 12,000 a day, where like 1,000 a day once upon a time a few years ago was considered a national emergency is 14,000. We're looking at probably pushing 300,000 plus a month, and I think it's going to be closer to 400,000 a month if you consider the CBP One app where they're bringing them in over the ports of entry. You don't see those ones, and flying tens of thousands directly from foreign countries into 43 American airports directly. So you don't see all that. There's going to be a lot of runners and gotaways as well to add to that.
Todd Wow.
Benzema.
Yeah.
And by the way, a lot of that you'd know if you are a regular listener of our program on interviews with with Todd. I'm glad, honestly, that Tucker Carlson decided to have him on. It's fantastic. So he'll get some more attention for the good reporting that he's doing down there now on the Mexico side of the border. Pretty amazing.
One of the quick clips that was they were talking about Americans actually having to band together to stop the invasion ourselves, which is a good
Most point. People are totally opposed to this. It's supposed to be our country. We're supposed to be its owners. We're paying for this. And I wonder, at an earlier age, you would, of course, see American men with their own rifles standing on the border stopping it. Does there come a point where people just say, this is a criminal government, and we're going to stop the invasion of our country?
I mean, listen, ultimately, this is an electoral issue. This is going to come down to the 2024 election. Who is in the inauguration seat in January 2025? This thing started in a 24-hour period. You can trace it right to the day it started, Inauguration Day 2021. It has a very distinct beginning. And it can be ended in 24 hours just as well with the kind of policies that make that smuggling investment not worth it, not worth the risk.
We can fix this.
We can fix it.
Yeah.
One day, return and remain in Mexico, you know.
Actually build the wall.
Yeah, not 20 miles of it, the whole dang thing.
Yeah, just actually do the whole thing.
Texture says, hey, didn't Biden send $140 million to Palestine in 2021? And then he didn't even visit East Palestine, Ohio. I think Obama and the Biden should move to Iran. They have a lot in common. All right? Obama's behind this, says another. Ramaswamy is right. We frequently fund both sides of conflicts, then act all shocked at the outcome. It does seem fake. We are all shocked at the horror in Israel after our government funded Hamas through Iran. It's not fake. Can't fake this, folks. See it with our own eyes. Another listener says, for the border, let's not kid ourselves. The governors could stop this invasion. Why aren't they? I do think Texas could do more. They talk a good game, but they don't get much done. Frustrating as all get out. When we come back, we're going to tell you about something called From Grief to Grace, an event you'll want to put on your calendar if you're in Western North Dakota. Details on that when we come back. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. What's Castleton have today? Bacon cheeseburger hot dish, tuna casserole on 45th, meatballs at the Yulin PetroServe USA, orange chicken in Glendon, chicken dinner at downtown MP Avenue, chicken fried steak, 12th Avenue and I-29. You can go with Shepherd's Pie or Country Fried Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Harwood Valley City, locations of PetroServe USA also have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Get a car wash while you're there. Stock up, fill up, PetroServe USA.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
And I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W 40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars are $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. PetroServe
USA. Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilkton County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedinger Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Somehow, some way, we was falling fast, we was jumping in, blue jean halo hanging off a limb, two American kids just like them, every time they play, and it blew us away.
Do you turn it up, do you sing along, every time you hear that song?
What is on your mind, brought to you by MyPillow. Let's tell you a little bit about my store right now, which is a product of MyPillow. What it is actually, MyPillow is obviously American-made, right? And Mike Lindell saw a lot of entrepreneurs really have a tough time selling their products on Amazon because they do all kinds of things to charge you for storage and okay, and it really got bad. So he said, you know what? Let's have a platform that's created to help promote made-in-America products. So that's what MyStore.com is. You're helping. It's basically a. There's even a shopping channel. Because a lot of the shopping channels have gone woke and canceled MyPillow and MyStore. So it's everything you can imagine. Automotive, bath, beauty, books and videos, clothing, decor, food and drink, garden and patio, health, home improvement, household essentials. That famous My Coffee where you can save up to 50% on that. Kitchen and dining, personal care, pets, religious items, sports and outdoors, toys and games. A lot of it. Look at apple cider gummies right there, $16.99. Go to MyStore.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and help some U.S.-made entrepreneurs. New arrivals now, their whole, if you haven't been there for a while, you've not been there, because there's a whole new list of new arrivals, which are, again, amazing products from U.S. entrepreneurs. It's really neat. Everything you can imagine, literally. U.S. made at MyStore.com. Is Natty with us? Okay. The clinic director at Dakota Hope Clinic, Nadia Santana, is with us on the program. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're going to tell us a little bit about From Grief to Grace, a program coming up tomorrow. Minot, yes. Tioga, and Botno. What is Grief to Grace, Nadia?
Okay, From Grief to Grace is a panel of six women who have had an abortion in the past sometime. They all have a different story, and they share their stories of how they grew up, how they ended up having an abortion. Some of them were coerced into it, and then they share the pain and grief and trauma that they suffered afterwards, and then how they found healing through Christ.
Nothing like somebody actually telling their real-life story to have people understand the trauma that comes, which, you know, you never hear about from the pro-abortion crowd. They never want to talk about what comes after. But you know
exactly.
Firsthand from these six women that is a painful journey, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And they do this with such grace and humility. And it is their stories are some of the most dramatic and some of the most heartfelt stories of redemption that I've ever heard. And so I just think anybody would enjoy coming to see this. And they do this for two reasons. They don't take any money for doing this. They do it on their own time for free. All we pay them is their mileage to get here. And they tell their stories in order to help younger people or anyone of childbearing age or will be of childbearing age to avoid that kind of pain, to help them avoid that pain, and then also to give hope to women and men who may have also had experienced an abortion or facilitated an abortion in the past at any time, and give them hope that there are people out there that understand that what they did, they love them in spite of it, and that these people don't have to live in shame and feel judged for the rest of their life. You know, they have a message that God's mercy and love is endless and boundless, and anyone can find peace after abortion. So they have a very, very hopeful message.
And in addition to parents, men, women, single, married, whatever, you're inviting grade 7 and up youth as well. Right. Tell us why.
Yes. And that is up to the parents, of course, if they send their children to a topic like this. But grade 7 and up, we like to reach people before they become sexually active or before they have an unplanned pregnancy, to let them know that their abortion is not the only choice and that abortion really is a destructive choice. It seems many times for many people like it will solve their problems, but that it doesn't. These ladies will tell how it hurt their relationships instead of saved their relationship. They'll tell how it just made them more depressed instead of made them happy, you know, and free. It was very devastating to them, and they share that true story, and it just is very powerful. And I think anybody who comes, it will make them think twice if they ever have an unplanned pregnancy. It will make them really think twice about before they go and have an abortion.
And where and when is this happening?
This is happening. The ladies will be there live and in person at the Moose Club in Minot. And then it'll be live streamed into Nested Consulting in Tioga. And it'll be live streamed into the Botno Theater. So people can attend any of those three locations. The timing is, this is tomorrow, October 14th. At all three locations, you can come for a free lunch at noon, starting at noon, and the program starts at 1 o'clock. So if you just
take that in, folks, it'll be life-changing. Dakota Hope Clinic website has more details.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today, and corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline, and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.